Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Happy 2010. Praise God. Man, I remember when I told people that I thought 1973 would never come around, that Jesus would come back before then, because that's when they were planning on finishing the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. And I prophesied, oh, we'll be gone long before then. Well, I missed that one, and so I've just quit predicting when the Lord's coming back. I know it's sooner than it's been. Some people say, do you think it's the last days? Well, it's my last days. Amen. What I'm doing for the Lord, I got to do now. And praise God. What a miracle. I'm more excited about this year than any year that I've ever lived. And you know, if you really are putting God first in your life, that's the way that it tends to go. There's an excitement because we're just growing in the Lord and God is doing great things. And I want to encourage you. That's the reason that I started teaching on what I'm calling a sure foundation. It's just talking about putting God's Word first in your life, meditating in the Word. And if you do that, I can guarantee you, if you were to just literally dedicate yourself, and 2010 is going to be the year of the Bible for me. And if you read it and studied it and said, oh God, teach me, and opened up your heart and let the Word into your heart, I could guarantee you that 2010 would be the best year you've ever had. And somebody says, how could you do something like that? Because I know that God's will for you is good. And the way that God releases His power in your life is through the Word. And this is what I've been teaching on all week, is that the Word is like a seed. You know, if I wanted to grow a garden, what you do, you take the seeds of what you want produced and you sow them in the ground. And that's the way that it happens. It doesn't happen through prayer. It doesn't happen through just tilling the ground. It doesn't happen through just watering the ground. You got to plant the seed. And I could guarantee you that if I plant those seeds, that I'm going to get a harvest. Well, likewise, I could guarantee you that if you will take the Word of God and give it a higher priority and position in your life, open your heart to it, it will just work. I believe that with all of my heart. You know, I'd like to challenge some of you today. The first day of 2010, I'd like to challenge you to just take the challenge and make a decision that you're going to, like, read the entire Bible. And not just read it. That's a part of it. But open your heart and ask God to let the Word speak into your life. And for you to do that. And if you would take that challenge and do it, I could guarantee you that there wouldn't be a single person took that challenge and did it with a pure heart that would come to me January the 1st, 2011 and say, well, it didn't work. It didn't help me a lick. Man, it would make a difference in your life. Now, it really takes more than a year of getting the Word in your heart before you see the full fruit. But there would already be enough change that I'm sure all of you would. If you accepted that challenge, you'd come back and your life would be enriched. It would be better. I believe that with all of my heart. And if that's true, which it is, then why don't you do it? What have you got to lose except your sickness and your disease and your poverty and your depression and all those kind of things? I'm telling you, the Word of God will change your life. So I've been using this parable out of Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. Mark 4, 26 says, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day. I've emphasized that means it takes a period of time. Some people just don't give the Word of God time to begin to germinate and release its power. And it says the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Man, I emphasized this yesterday that you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to understand everything. All you got to do is just have some faith that the Word of God says that it's how the kingdom works. You sow it in your heart and it produces fruit. If you just embraced that and did it, I guarantee you it'd produce. Boy, that's really ministered to me and helped me. And in verse 28, it says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. This earth that is talking about in this parable is talking about your heart. God made your heart that it just will release. It will give nourishment to and cause whatever you sow in your heart to grow. If you sow bitterness in it, if you're thinking about hurts and pains and you're angry and you're bitter, and if that's what you keep in your heart and keep your heart focused on, you are going to reap anger and bitterness and depression and all of this kind of stuff. But you know, if you would take God's word and sow it in your heart where it says, turn the other cheek, forgive. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. A man's life doesn't consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And on you could go. If you were to take those truths and sow them in your heart, it would produce generosity in your life. It would produce joy and peace. It would cause you to minister love to the very people who are angry at you. I know some of you think, well, it just doesn't work that way. It does work that way. I've lived it. You're just too late to tell me that this doesn't work. Amen. It works. I'm not perfect. I haven't arrived, but I've left. And I can tell you my life is different than it used to be. And the difference is, of course, God, but it's through the Word. His power was released in my life through the Word. You just can't tell me this doesn't work. It does work. I've seen it work. It's still working. You know, this is tremendous to be able to communicate with people over television. But one of the downsides of it is that you only see me, like, you know, in a controlled situation. You don't follow me around. But if you were to follow me around, my life is absolutely supernatural. I mean, the house that I live in, I wouldn't have that house if it wasn't for the Word and what the Word's done. The blessings, the physical manifestation, I wouldn't have them. I wouldn't have my wife. God put us together supernaturally. We were engaged to be married before we ever held hands because of God's Word and what it taught me, because of some decisions that I made. I saw the way that everybody else just dated and were heartbroken, and I read the Scripture where whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And then in Psalms 34, that the Lord will not withhold any good thing from them who seek Him. So if a wife was a good thing for me, God would bring her to me. And then I read how God brought Eve to Adam, Ruth to Boaz, and Rebekah to Isaac. And through the Word, I figured out that there was a better way than going out and dating and getting emotionally or physically involved. And then you try and discern, is this God or is it your emotions? And we did away with all of that stuff. And because of that, God supernaturally put me and Jamie together. And we were engaged before we ever held hands. And it has been a supernatural marriage. God put us together. God's Word produced that. God's Word saw my son raised from the dead. God's Word has kept me supernaturally healthy. God's Word has prospered me and allowed me to go on television and do the things that I'm doing and has supplied all of my needs so I can travel the world and minister to people. You're just too late to tell me that this doesn't work. I'm telling you, this is how it works. The earth brings forth fruit of herself. God made us our heart, so that it has all of the right nutrients. It has everything that we need. The only thing it needs is the seed of God's Word. You plant it in your heart and it'll change your life. If you don't like the way your life is going, don't get mad at God. Plant a seed. God's given everything to you. This would be like the person who's sitting there and they're saying, God, I'm starving to death. And you're praying for a harvest and wondering why God isn't meeting your need. And yet you've got a whole barn full of seed that you've just never sown. You've not gone out and done what you don't understand the laws. You hadn't plowed the ground. You hadn't planted the seed. You haven't taken care of it. And now you're belly aching about how that you don't have anything to eat. Man, it's not time to get upset at God. It's time to learn these principles. Somebody says, well, I've never heard this before. Well, that's the reason I'm teaching on it. The Word of God's here. You have access to a Bible. You could have read this for your own. I'm just saying that there is no reason for us to sit here and feel like, well, it's just so hard. I don't know how to do it. It is not hard. You take the seed and plant it in the ground, it's going to produce fruit. You take the Word of God and put it in your heart and it'll produce fruit. If you haven't got fruit, it's because you haven't put it in your heart. You haven't protected it. You've allowed things to come and steal away the Word that's been sown. But it is as simple as what I'm talking about. It's not necessarily easy. One of the hardest things you're ever going to do is to turn off all of the junk that occupies you to quit doing all of the things that our modern life has used to choke the Word of God and give priority to the seed. But it's as simple as what I'm saying. I tell you, this is powerful. I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm helping me. I'm just reinforcing everything I've believed, and it gets me excited. So in verse 28, it says, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself." And look at this. "First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear." Now this is really profound. And somebody says, "Well, what's profound about that?" It shows you that there are steps and stages to seeing the Word of God work in your life. I believe that this corresponds with Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God." Three stages there. Here in Mark chapter 4, verse 28, it talks about first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. This is shown in a number of places that the Word of God produces incrementally. Just like when you plant a seed. Did you know that that seed at first, it doesn't just instantly pop up and here's your full-grown plant with all of the fruit? No, there's just a little sprig. It comes first the blade, and then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. There are steps and stages to growth. Now again, this is a seed. This is the Word of God, and it's telling you how the kingdom works. And if you could understand this, it'll give you direction. It'll keep you from going out and making mistakes. For instance, here's an example of what I'm talking about. I had one of our Bible college students that came to our school, and this guy was, I really liked him, but he didn't have any social skills. He grew up with all kinds of problems, and he had been in a mental home for over 20 years. And so he had never worked a job. He really was a recluse. He had been in this mental institution, and I don't know exactly how he did it, but somehow or another he got money that if he could go to something like a trade school, they would let him out of this mental institution. And so he came to our Bible school. And I really liked this guy. He had a good heart, but he had no social skills. I mean, he would sit at the front of the school and turn around and look at the other students and pick his nose in front of other people. He had zero social skills whatsoever. And because of it, there was a lot of our students that didn't like him at all, and he had some problems. But anyway, I liked this guy, and I tried to take him under my wing and just help him. And so anyway, one of the things in our school we teach on is that God wants you to prosper financially. And we taught people about getting off of welfare. I don't think it's sin to be on welfare, but I certainly don't think it's God's best. If you need it for a period of time, do what you got to do, but don't be a second, third generation welfare recipient. You can prosper, and you need to get out there and start being a productive, contributing member instead of one that's taking all of the time. You need to be the giver. So anyway, we were teaching things like this, and this guy who had been on welfare his whole life, had never worked a job, he began to start receiving this, and he started believing that he was going to get a job and that he was going to start being productive, and he started dreaming about how he could do things. And he came to me one day, and there was a hotel. It was a hotel that was built back in the 1800s, a stone hotel. It was beautiful, but it burnt about, I forget the timing, but it had been derelict and vacant for over 10 years. And anyway, they were just selling the thing for basically pennies on the dollar. And I think that it was for sale for like $1 million. And this guy who had never worked a job, who had never done anything, he saw that. He figured out it would take $1 million to buy it. And he figured it would take $3 or $4 million to restore it. And then he took how many rooms there were. He was going to make these rooms available to our Bible college students and rent them out. And he had done a great amount of work. He found out what the interest rate was, what his monthly payment would be if he did all of this, what his income would be. And on paper, he actually would have a greater cash flow than what his expense was. And on paper, it looked good. And so he came to me and he was just so excited. And he says, "Here's what God's told me to do." And he put all of this in front of me. And he says, "I'm going to buy this. I'm going to get this loan and invest this $5 million or whatever it is, and then I'm going to do this, and he's going to be this entrepreneur. And you know what I did? I told him, I said, look, I said, it's good that you're dreaming. It's good that you're starting to do this. And I gave him some compliments so that it wouldn't just crush him. But then I turned around and I said, I can guarantee you this is not God. And he was just shocked. And he says, why would you say that? And I said, because of this parable right here. See, again, here's how you let the Word of God become a foundation and you base your life on it. I said, you have never worked a job in your life. You have never made a dime in your life. You don't know anything about working. You don't know anything about building. You don't know anything about how to oversee this. I said, nobody's going to loan you any money. You don't have any money. And I said, I can just guarantee you, you don't go from never having earned a dime to getting $5 million and running this huge project and do something that would overwhelm the average person. I said, you can't go from here to there all at once. That's like trying to go from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour all at once. That's not acceleration. That's a wreck. If you go from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour, you're dead. You don't do that. You have to accelerate. There's first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. And you know, this guy thought that I was just being terrible and mean to him, but I can guarantee what I was trying to do is bring him to reality. That's just not how God works. You don't plant a seed and then boom, I mean, it just instantly pops up and here's a full grown tree. It takes time. And there's first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. And that's not unbelief. That's just the laws that God created. If you plant a kernel of corn, you should not expect a full stalk the next day. If that's what you expect, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to think it didn't work. And that's just not the way it is. You need to learn how the laws operate. And in the kingdom of God, you don't go from having never believed God and never trusted God to where you just instantly are doing all of these things. And I couldn't tell you how many people have come to me. I remember another man who came and he had researched that in our city there isn't a place for the youth that is a really good environment. And so they go to these bad places. He found an old Kmart building that was deserted. It was going to cost $2 million to buy it, $2 million to fix it up. And he was going to turn it into a skate park and all of these things. And the need was there. He had done some good things. But I started asking him questions. I said, so have you ever ministered to the youth? He said, no. I said, you've never helped in a church? You've never done a youth ministry? No. I said, have you done a Bible study? No. He's never done anything with youth. I said, have you ever gone out and bought a piece of property? Have you developed something? Have you got your business things going to where there's cash flow? And he says, no, he's just working a minimum wage job. I said, look, what you've discerned here is a good deal. You found a need and you found a way to meet that need, but you have never ministered to youth in your life. You aren't going to all of a sudden be ministering to thousands of youth in this thing. That's not how the kingdom of God works. And I know that there's probably some people watching that are sitting there saying, well, it's terrible. You're throwing cold water on their visions. I'm just telling you this is how the kingdom works. You don't start off with the very first time you ever preached, you're pastoring a 10,000 member church. It doesn't happen that way. There's first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. You know, in my own life, I started off just ministering any way I could. I started in Bible studies. We started churches. And we went through financial problems and we have grown and grown and grown. And today I have to have over $2 million a month just to break even. But you know what? If I would have started at that level 41 years ago, it would have killed me spiritually, financially, emotionally. You grow into it. You grow. I had another person that was going to get a church given to him and all of the funding for years. And it was just going to, it's like they just started out where most people take it 10 years or 20 years to grow to. And you know what? It's not that I wish anybody hardship, but I just told them, I said, this is not how the kingdom works. You don't start at this level. You start down here with the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. And they said, oh no, this is all working out. So anyway, they had the money. They did it. And you know what? It didn't work out. They left. They turned the church over to someone else. That's just not how the kingdom works. You don't start at the top rung of the ladder. You start at the bottom. And there is a principle that the Word of God works, and it comes in steps and stages. The good, the acceptable, the perfect will of God. The blade, the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. If you are believing for finances, and maybe your great desire is to have this huge resort or something, well, first of all, go believe God for a little house and get you a rent house and become faithful with that. See, this is a real practical piece of information right here that has really helped me. When I started on television, you know, I could have just started on television, and right now we're spending $1 million a month in just airtime. And eventually, I'll be spending $3 to $4 million a month in just television airtime. And then it's usually about $3 to $4 million. It's as much more to pay the employees and the rent and to do everything else that you have to do. But if I would have started 10 years ago with $1 million a month television airtime, did you know it would have killed us? We would have gone into debt. I'd have quit. I wouldn't have been able to continue the ministry. But I started at a level that actually I started paying $26,000 a month, which was a huge step for me, but I'd already been in ministry by that time for over 30 years. My faith had grown to $26,000 a month faith, and now in 10 years it's gone from $26,000 a month, what I was paying for television, to where I'm paying now over $1 million a month. And you know what? It's been first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn. I do this in my own life. When I see a goal out there, I don't try and eat an elephant all at once. You'll choke. But you know what? You could eat an elephant a bite at a time if you just take it in those little bite-sized pieces. I don't know if this is helping you, but this is a major point. This is one of the truths that God has spoken to me. It's changed my life. And it gives you direction. This is so practical. The Word of God will teach you how to do things. The Word of God will teach you how to make your business work. There's first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. It'll teach you how to make everything work. It'll teach you about relationships, like I was sharing about my wife and I. It'll put you together supernaturally. It'll show you how to accomplish your vision. The Word of God will give you all of the instruction that you need. Everything that you need is right here. But the problem is, with most people, it's right there. And it doesn't do you any good until it comes off of that page and gets planted in your heart. You could take the Bible and lay it on your head until it makes the top of your head flat and you'll never get healed. But if you take these scriptures out of here and put them in your heart, the Bible says that God's Word is health unto all of your flesh and life to those that find them, out of Proverbs chapter 4. In Psalms 107, verse 20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. If you will take these words off of the page and plant them in your heart, it'll produce healing, it'll produce prosperity, it'll produce vision, it'll produce joy and peace, anything that you need. You know, I'm going to continue this on our program next Monday, so I encourage you to listen in then. Also, remember that we have this teaching entitled A Sure Foundation that will amplify on what I've been talking about here. Listen as our announcer gives you that information and call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled Laying a Sure Foundation is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this first CD free of charge when you write or call. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. Our helpline is closed today to allow our employees to celebrate the holiday. But you can always visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. If you prefer, you can order materials by writing us. Use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you once again that because of the January the 1st holiday, we have closed our phone center. You aren't able to call in today and get prayer or get the products through the phone center. But our website is still open, and the address is right there on the screen. You can get our product. You can watch any of our television programs. We have over 8 years of television, over 12 years worth of radio. Hundreds of my teachings are available as free downloads. We've got a testimony section on there where you can see and read tremendous testimonies. There's a guest book that I'd like to encourage you to sign. I try and read that on a daily basis. But it's just a great wealth of resource. Remember, our phone center is closed today, so join us on our web.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth seminar this week, December 31st through January 2nd, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 28th through the 30th. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth seminar February 4th through the 6th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, February 7th. And in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Anna has a heart to reach the lost, but she needs help getting started. Sean feels a call to the ministry, but he also feels unprepared. Ben and Maggie have been Christians for a long time, but in their golden years, they want a deeper relationship with the Lord. Are you like Anna or Sean or Ben and Maggie? If so, take the next step. Call, write, or go to our website and ask for the Charis Bible College brochure and DVD. Andrew Womack founded Charis Bible College to help you discover your destiny. There is joy and fulfillment awaiting you, the kind that only comes from knowing you are doing what God created you to do. Take that first step today. Call, write, or go to the website and ask about CBC. Tune in Monday for more Gospel Truth.
I started getting some thoughts and revelation from that word that I'd never seen before. And I found myself just kind of putting the Bible down and thinking about it, and the Holy Spirit was speaking those things. The Word of God was coming alive, and I was beginning to get really great benefit out of it. And then I caught myself thinking, whoops, I've got 20 more chapters to read. I hadn't got time to be thinking on this. And so I just pushed all of those thoughts aside, and I went back to reading the Scripture. And a few verses down, in my heart, I just felt like the Lord spoke to me, and He says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm reading the Bible." And then He said, "Why are you reading the Bible?" I said, "So you could speak to me."